It was 1934. The nation was deep in the Great Depression. FDR was in the White House. William Comstock was Michigan's 33rd governor. And a University of Michigan graduate student in botany found an agave plant while he was on a botanical expedition to Mexico. He brought it back to Ann Arbor. Now, 80 years later, that agave plant is getting set to bloom. Bloom for its first and its only time. Michael Palmer is the horticultural manager at the Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. Michael, is it typical for an American agave to take 80 years to kick out a bloom?
It's unusual. It usually takes 10 to 30 years. We don't exactly know why our plant took 80 years to put up the flower stalk, but that's what it did.
And what does it look like today?
Well, before it flowered, you know, sent up the flower stalk, it was 6 feet tall and about 8 feet wide. It looks like a sort of like an octopus with variegated yellow and green leaves that have a very sharp spine on the end and saw-like teeth along the edges of the leaves. And now in the middle is shooting up the flower stalk, which is 18 feet tall.
Wow. What will it look like when it blooms?
Well, this is the original stalk, which is by itself just a shoot like a giant asparagus, and it will make side branches, and on those side branches will be yellow green flowers.
And how long would the blooms last?
Well, the whole flowering process will probably be months. A single bloom, I'm not exactly sure, probably a day or two. But there'll be hundreds of flowers.
There'll be hundreds of flowers. And after this agave plant blooms, it dies?
Yes, it's a monocarpic species, which means it sets seeds and dies. What happens is the plant knows it's done what it's supposed to do, procreate the species, and it starts shutting down. My wife made a comment to me, I believe that the thing is dying because you can't imagine how much energy that would take to send up an 18-foot flower stalk.
I guess so. So it is absolutely no exaggeration to say that this is truly the swan song of this 80-year-old plant.
Yes, it certainly is.
But you are going to be able to carry on its legacy through its pups? Explain that to us.
So most people are familiar with that plants set seeds, and then you plant the seeds and you grow the same plant pretty much. But many of the desert species do this thing where they make little plantlets on the flower stalk. So it has nothing to do with the flower itself. No pollination happens, but it makes these tiny miniature plants that when they fall off the stalk, they hit the ground and they root and grow. So they're clones, basically, of that plant.
For people who want to come see this plant and see it bloom, what timetable would you suggest?
Well, the flowers, I believe, this is just a guess, will open in about a month because we haven't even started the side branching on the stalk yet. And we're also planning so the stalk is about 3 feet from the glass ceiling. And when it reaches that, we will take a piece of glass off of the roof and hopefully it will go up above that. But we're still waiting to see what happens with that. And it should bloom for a long period of time. They don't all open at once, so it'll be in succession. So it'll bloom for months, so people will have an opportunity.
It's a good year to plan to come visit that agave plant.
Yes, it is.
Michael Palmer is the horticulture manager for the Mathai Botanical Gardens and the Nichols Arboretum in Ann Arbor, talking to us about the rare 80-year-old agave preparing to bloom for the very first time. Michael, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.